أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the sky bursting asunder on the coming of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very brief glimpse of the day of Qiyamah. And one of the most important aspects on the day of Qiyamah is discussed here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَيَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان. No human being, no jinn will be asked about his sin. Now when we look at other ayahs of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the direct opposite. Allah says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Qasam of your Rabb, O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will most certainly, without any doubt, a great deal of emphasis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will ask them, we will question all of them. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. No human being, no jinnat will be questioned, will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the ulama have explained this in a very, very beautiful manner. And when we understand this ayah in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this, then definitely it will bring about shivers in our spine, it will make our hair stand. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we know, was a leading commentator amongst the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. He says, before we discuss what he said, by way of an example, we have a very kind and compassionate master, and he has a slave. That master looks after the slave. He does everything for the slave. Not only does he see to the basic needs of the slave, he gives everything to make that slave comfortable. And then such a slave runs away from the master. When that slave runs away from the master, a few days later, a few months later, some time passes, he comes back to the master. Now that master generally will not ask him the question, did you run away? He will not ask about the crime that the slave has committed. He will ask the question, why did you run away? So here also, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask us about the sin that we had committed, because that is known. It is known to the person. It is known, it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are evidences, our books of deeds, the angels, the place on which this crime was committed, the sin was committed, everything, there is evidence overwhelming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask about the sin itself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, why did we carry out that sin? When I was so kind and compassionate to you, I sent down Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam to you, I sent down Kitab to you, I gave you your rosy, your sustenance. In that state of your sin also, I did not forget you, I gave you everything. Why did you commit the sin? Then if you take it further, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi has this narration in his compilation, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to smile. Then he asked Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, do you know why I am smiling? So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded like usual, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am smiling about that person that will begin to dispute in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to ask him about his sins, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to question, then that person will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all think we are attorneys, we all think we are advocates, we all think the way we think is the most logical way. So on the day of Qiyamah also, they will think that that is the most logical thing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be, that, oh Allah, did you not give us protection from zulm? Did you not protect us from oppression? In other words, on this day of Qiyamah, there is absolutely no oppression whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, undoubtedly, I gave you protection from all forms of zulm. In other words, I myself also will not be unjust to you. There will be no injustice caused to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. That on this day, you yourself will be sufficient for your accountability. It is at that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the mouth or the tongue of that person, and then his limbs will begin to talk. And when his limbs begin to talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different ayats of the Quran Kareem, some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even his tongue will talk, his ears will talk, his eyes will talk, and the largest organ of our body, our skins, will also talk, and they will all give the evidences against us. And like that, in Surah Yasin, the hands will speak and even the thighs will speak. In one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, forget the thighs, even the flesh of the thighs will begin to speak. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need not ask a person anything about the day of Qiyamah. The person himself, his limbs, his organ, his senses, all will begin to speak. So there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry on any further questioning. When all that is finished, then this person will say to his limbs, it is because of you that I carried out all this. I wanted to bring pleasure to you. So from there we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a distinction between our brains, our minds and our limbs, and the limbs all will give evidence against us. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that every day when the sun rises, the day says to us that carry out good deeds, do nothing but good deeds, because today I am here and tomorrow I am gone. We can never bring yesterday back. We can never look for it, we can never find it. But obviously tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, I will give evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course, our own book of deeds, Iqra' Kitabak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that read your kitab, read your register of amal, of actions, all of it is written there. You yourself can give your own accountability. You are sufficient for your own accountability. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَوْمَ إِذِ اللَّهِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانٌ. Which of the favors of your Lord, which of the favors of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O insan, O jinnat? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. That the mujrimeen, the transgressors, the sinners, the wrongdoers, will be recognized by the signs. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, will create evidences on our faces. Those who are righteous, those who abided, those who made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who performed the salat, made sajda for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep their faces shining and illuminated. Like in the very famous hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that makes wudu, that places of wudu, the limbs that we make wudu, all that will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, the contrary also is a reality, that the mujrimeen, the transgressors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the signs on their faces, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the signs by darknesses on their face, and number two, that their eyes will become blue. In other words, there won't be any white of the eye, there won't be any black of the pupil, everything will become blue, and hence in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep these signs. So when the malaika see these people, immediately it will be a reality that the malaika will know that these people have been now condemned to the fire of Jahannam, the different signs for the different sins. And the reality and the truth of it is that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam, it is Allah's grace, favor and mercy upon us, that our sins in this dunya of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make it known to everybody. Allah Rabbul Izzat does not expose it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala keeps that parda, and Allah gives us every moment of our life to make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.